Coverage for pre-existing conditions has become a big part of this year's midterm elections, with candidates up and down the ticket from both parties saying they want to protect it. In the race for governor, Democrat Tony Evers has been criticizing Governor Scott Walker for a lawsuit he okayed that's trying to strike down the Affordable Care Act as unconstitutional. Walker's solution to require a pre-existing condition coverage at the state level hit a snag yesterday when leaders of the state legislature said they weren't sure if they had the votes to support that. Donna Friedsam is a distinguished researcher and health policy programs director at the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. She also oversees the group Covering Wisconsin, which helps connect residents with insurance plans. Donna, welcome back to Central Time.
Good to be with you.
Well, it's a moving target in some ways, but right now, as of today, what does coverage for pre-existing conditions look like right now in Wisconsin?
Well, it looks the same as it looks at the national level because the protections that are extended under the Affordable Care Act are the same nationally within all the states. So insurance plans are not able to exclude people based on pre-existing conditions, and people cannot face differential pricing based on pre-existing conditions.
So we've got this national lawsuit. Wisconsin is part of it, saying the Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. Hypothetically, if a court were to strike down the whole thing, what then happens to this the pre-existing condition coverage mandates?
Well, it would be a substantial change, without a doubt. If the Affordable Care Act goes away, the pre-existing conditions piece would go away along with it, and that would affect a lot of people. It would affect really virtually everybody in the state in some way. The estimates are that about 25% of the adult population in the state, or about 850,000 adults in our state, have some kind of excludable pre-existing condition. And people think of large conditions like cancer, but this can include really common conditions, asthma, depression, diabetes, those kinds of things. And a lot of people either have them or at high risk for developing these kinds of conditions. So if the existing law goes away and we don't have anything in its place, then insurance plans will have the ability to exclude those people with those conditions from coverage, or substantially increase the price for plans for people who have those conditions.
What did things look like here in Wisconsin before the Affordable Care Act when it came to these possible exclusions for pre-existing conditions?
Well, we had about twice as many people uninsured in our state that we have today. So the uninsurance rate in Wisconsin has declined about 40% since the Affordable Care Act. So we have about over 200, and I don't know the exact number offhand, but about 240,000 people have gained insurance coverage since the Affordable Care Act. But before that, also, we had a high-risk pool in the state called HRSP, and that was available for people who were otherwise excluded from coverage. But the pool was very small. The available coverage opportunities and the funding for the pool was quite limited. So at the time, even though the program operated very well for those people who were in the program, at the peak of its operation, it had about 22,000 people in it. So at that moment that it had those 22,000 people, we also had over 500,000 uninsured people in our state. So it definitely was not a broad-based solution. A lot of people still found that they weren't able to afford the coverage in HRSP, or there were various conditions around coverage in HRSP that did not necessarily meet the needs of everybody who had those conditions.
Talking to Donna Friedsam from the UW Population Health Institute about pre-existing condition coverage as it stands now under the Affordable Care Act, what might happen if that went away. And Donna, we've heard from some in the state legislature, from Governor Walker, and also at the congressional level, okay, if we get rid of the Affordable Care Act, we'll pass laws that would protect people with pre-existing coverage from discrimination. That could mean a lot of different things, right? What are some of the ranges of approaches there?
So, as usual with policy, the details are very important. And we did have a bill that was contemplated in the state legislature about a year ago. But there was some concerns because whenever we're passing laws at the state level, they don't have the full effect that federal law will have with regard to controlling health insurance. So whatever we do at the state level cannot reach many of the health insurance plans that are what we call self-insured, or the larger companies that provide health insurance to their employees, which are most of the people that get health insurance through their employers, cannot be regulated at the state level. So no matter what we do at the state level, we're not going to be able to affect pre-existing condition exclusions without some kind of federal law. That being said, what we can do at the state level with regard to pre-existing conditions, if we say we can't exclude people from coverage for pre-existing conditions, we're going to need some other provisions as well with regard to annual and lifetime limits. The Affordable Care Act says that insurance plans cannot put annual and lifetime limits in coverage. If that provision goes away, we're going to need that kind of a provision in state law so that people do not bump up against those ceilings. We'll also need various provisions around what kinds of coverage insurance plans will need to provide. So insurance plans, if they're mandated to extend coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, they could potentially decide to provide a health plan but not cover the kinds of things that someone with a condition might need in order to care for their condition. The Affordable Care Act has regulations that disallows that, so plans have to cover what people need. We'll need to take that into state law so that people can get the pharmaceuticals or the kinds of things they need to take care of their condition. So there's a lot of details we'll need to take care of in state law in addition to simply saying no exclusion for pre-existing conditions.
So hypothetically, if I'm hearing you right, you could pass a state law that says you have to provide coverage if someone with, say, diabetes applies for coverage, unless we specify it, that might not include coverage for insulin.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, now let me say this. We do have a number of pieces of state law separate from anything that happened in the Affordable Care Act. There are elements of state law that require health plans to cover certain things, certain basic things. And we do have a range of insurance mandates. But nonetheless, it is possible for health insurance companies to exclude certain kinds of prescription drugs and certain kinds of services that would potentially very significantly affect people with pre-existing conditions or potentially cause people with pre-existing conditions not to select their health plan. So it's kind of a way to segment the market and be able to have people go to other plans and not their plans.
So with those self-insuring companies that you say, no matter what the state does, these are defined under federal law, so it doesn't matter. Without the Affordable Care Act, what could one of those self-insuring companies do when it comes to pre-existing conditions?
We're going to need some federal law to step in to address the matter of pre-existing conditions for these self-insured companies. They are regulated by federal law and preempted by ERISA for state law and health insurance regulation.
So as we wrap up, Donna, there are a lot of moving parts here. When you look at the politics side of things, do you think people across the political spectrum are really looking into this level of nuance as they talk about pre-existing conditions as an issue?
Well, I think it's very difficult. Like, people know already that health insurance is very complicated. And so what they'll need to keep in mind is that when they hear somebody offer them what sounds like a simple answer, they need to keep in mind that it's not that simple. And that's why it took a while for us to get to where we are in terms of getting people covered and trying to figure out how to manage pre-existing conditions. And even now, we don't have it right. If we undo what we have, we need to figure out a different way to do it right, and it's not going to be easy.
Donna, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
That's Donna Friedsam, researcher and director of the Health Policy Program at the UW Population Health Institute. Join us for a look at pre-existing condition coverage in Wisconsin and what could happen to it if a legal challenge to the Affordable Care Act is successful.